here at the foothills of the Ozarks. And let me tell you, it is one fantastic day. You know, I think we all like to be encouraged. We all like to hear those encouraging words, don't we? You know, the words like, "You're doing a great job. That looks good. Hey man, I really appreciate you. That just makes you feel good and you want to try that much harder." Well, there are two kinds of people in this world. They have an attitude when they walk in the room. "Here I am. Here I am." And it's all about them. What they've done, where they've been, it's all about them. And they want you to be attentive and hear every word that they say. And then there are those that have the attitude as they enter a room. "There you are! There you are!" And they're glad to see you. And they're complimentary. They are encouragers. We need to ask the question, which one are we? We need more of those "there you are" people. Because see, encouragement goes a long, long ways. And a lot of the time, we're so quick to pick out what someone done wrong or what we think it was wrong. And that's discouragement. So over in Hebrews 13:3, the verse says that we are to encourage one another every day. And you know, it doesn't hurt to encourage anyone. It doesn't take a lot. And don't we have much to encourage others about? Not only with our words, but with our actions. And be able to share Scripture. Our Heavenly Father encourages us, and we have hope. For goodness sakes, we ought to be able to be encouragers. Guys, think about it. Don't be the one that says, "Here I am." Be the one that says, "There you are." Guys, think about it. Read Hebrews 13:3. Until next time, sweet dreams.